Hello and welcome once again to The Blueprints. This is Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Kawartha, Lakes, Brock, with new content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We ask that you like, comment, subscribe, and share this program. There are ears that need to hear this message, probably not being heard in the mainstream media, to ensure that Pierre Poilievre is the next Prime Minister of Canada. On today's show, we are going to talk about the affordability crisis that is being made worse by this Liberal government. And to talk about that, we bring on Brad Redekop, the Member of Parliament for Saskatoon West. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Jamie.
Happy Vimy Day, by the way. I guess, yeah. Can we say Happy Vimy Day as we recognize Canada coming together, the 107th anniversary of that very famous battle where Canada came together as one and overtook German trenches that were immovable by other Allied forces.
Yeah, we don't have many of those veterans left with us anymore, and it's getting the ranks are getting smaller at Remembrance Day ceremonies. But yes, it was an amazing time for Canada, a great time to come together in what was a very horrific situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we say thank you for those who have served in our armed forces, in present and past, in combat or in peacetime, home or abroad. We thank you all for your service. The affordability crisis, gone off the charts. Canadians everywhere are struggling. Food bank usage is up to record levels we've never seen before. The Prime Minister doesn't seem to care, but I think he's more in crisis mode right now, right? Like, you see a bunch of announcements, and it's been a long time since I've seen so many pre-budget announcements on the budget, which is usually top secret, right? Like, you were always threatened, like, you will lose your post or you will be in trouble if you let anything slide. Right now, they are throwing it all on the table. Hopefully, something sticks.
Exactly. You used to get in big, big trouble if you leaked any little smidgen of information about the budget. But this time, it's a free-for-all. Everything's out there. I'm not sure we're going to see anything new on budget day except for the total bill for all this, mm-hmm. because this has been billions of dollars that they've announced over the last week and a half. And I can't imagine where the money's coming from for this.
Well, I think they're just indebting future generations now at this point. We've pretty much at the point, very close, that we're going to be spending more on interest to servicing the debt than we are in transfers to the provinces for healthcare.
Exactly. And, I mean, Trudeau has doubled the accumulated deficit of our country to $1.2 trillion, which, as you say, has driven up the cost of interest to an incredibly high amount. And interest is a thing we can't change. I mean, we have to pay that interest. It's mm-hmm. not something that we can say, well, we'll pay less. It doesn't work that way. We have to pay that. And it's not just us, but it's going to be our children and our grandchildren who are going to be obligated to continue paying interest on this debt that's been accumulated.
And when we talk about in the business atmosphere, we had the carbon tax go up on April 1st, not an April Fool's joke, unfortunately. You're a business guy. Small businesses are getting hammered every which way from this Liberal government. Big ones, big corporations can sometimes adjust through automation or other means, other measures that they have at their disposal. It's the small businesses that are just getting hammered. And in small towns like mine, it runs on small business, and they're having a harder time getting going, which means less employment, less opportunity.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, it can be thousands of dollars to a small business. Now, that may not seem like much. You know, everybody says businesses are, you know, business owners are rich. At least that's what Trudeau seems to think, that they have lots of money to kick around. That's not true. And it is the small businesses that really drive employment and jobs in our country. And so you tack on, you know, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 or more mm-hmm. in carbon taxes, it hurts those businesses, and it causes them to make different decisions on hiring. They can't pay the wages that they'd like to. And guess who pays it in the end? All consumers, right? It doesn't matter. There's, at the end of the day, all of those expenses are paid by the consumers who buy those products, whatever they are, whether they're, you know, a car wash or whether you're buying food in a grocery store, whatever it is, the consumers end up paying more.
Yeah, and the small businesses are fighting against big corporations like the Costcos and otherwise that have tremendous buying power and may be able to up their price here and there, but ultimately save somewhere else. Like we talked about, now we have, you know, self-service checkouts in pretty much every large business, but the small business doesn't have the infrastructure, doesn't have the capacity or the investment dollars to do that, and they can only put up their price so much before they're out of business and uncompetitive.
Well, it's very true, and another way they do this, Jamie, is they'll actually squeeze their suppliers, who are often small businesses. So if you got a big corporation that's squeezing its suppliers to keep their prices low, well, who pays for that? It's the small businesses that eventually they can't make it anymore and they go out of business. So we really, anything that we can do to help business in our country, particularly small business, is just good for the country. And the taxes and the carbon tax that Justin Trudeau's introduced is the opposite of good.
And we've seen emissions go up under this Liberal government. But at the same time, we have, you know, tremendous forests, farmland that like to absorb, right? And we don't actually talk about them as much as we should. But I think, unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm not sure, for Canadians, the Prime Minister said the quiet part out loud at a recent event in Calgary. So let's get Super Producer Nick to cue up cut one. Let's get your thoughts on this one. Let's play cut one.
Sure.
I think that the federal government's role is in part to encourage people and incentivize people to think about the future and, yes, make it more expensive for people who don't want to think about the future and don't want to prepare for the future today.
So you need to think the way we think. And you might be rewarded for that, probably because you gave up your car or something otherwise. And if you don't, we'll just keep punishing you until you submit.
Well, one thing he's very good at is making it more expensive for mm-hmm. everybody. And he just admitted that. And I think, yeah, he said the quiet part out loud there. Right? I mean, how can you have as your goal to make it more expensive for your countrymen, for your constituents, for their lives? That mm-hmm. that seems like a ludicrous thing.
Well, I think governments in general should, one of their first priorities should be to maximize your freedoms, the individual's freedoms, not try to control your constituents through the tax code.
Exactly. And it's a problem this government, this Liberal government has, which is they see a problem and then they like to identify a solution. And if you don't follow that solution, you get penalized.
That's right.
And so it's a way of picking winners and losers. And they've done this recently in housing, where they have said to, you know, clearly we need more housing in Canada. We have too many people trying to find housing and there's not enough supply. So what does that do? It drives up pricing. So clearly we need more supply in this country. So the government the Trudeau government has decided we need to build more fourplexes. So they're trying to force Ontario to build fourplexes. This is typical. They have their solution. Mm-hmm. They're trying to impose their solution rather than letting people figure it out. You know, Ontario can figure out how to build more houses.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be told how. And that's the problem with the government is they like to tell you exactly how to do it and what to do. And that takes away freedom.
And we've said this many times. Leadership is about avoiding the problem altogether, not trying to fix the problem that you created in the first place. Like, why? Let's avoid all the pain and punishment that citizens have to go through. Let's avoid it.
Yeah. And that's the crazy thing, too, is you know, they're coming out with solutions to problems that they created.
That's right.
And they don't even admit that they've created the problems. But, you know, so how can you trust them to have a solution to a problem they created in the first place?
Yeah, exactly. Trust us, we'll get you through this problem, right? Like, we'll figure it out. Because we're just super smart.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, what's the solution? Yet another program.
Yeah, exactly.
Another government.
Exactly.
The answer to one failed government program is another government program.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, we have very smart people in our country. We've got incredible entrepreneurs. We've got incredibly creative engineers, designers. We can figure things out if we let people do it rather than telling them how to do it. And we give them the tools, give them the environment, give them the opportunity, you know, good low taxes, an environment where people can excel and use the creativity that they have. Canada could be a world leader in anything.
But we're not. We're not actually incentivizing those to create the next best thing or go into business or start a business, for crying out loud.
We're doing the opposite. We're making it difficult to do that. We're making it difficult for companies to invest in our country. We're making it difficult for small entrepreneurs to be willing to take risks. I mean, if you're going to take a risk as an entrepreneur, there has to be some sort of a payback, opportunity for a payback.
Risk reward.
And you know, sometimes you make money on a risk and sometimes you lose money. But as long as you have the ability to make money or to be successful, that people will take those risks. But this government has taken away a lot of the opportunities to be successful. And so large companies, large and small, are choosing to invest elsewhere.
That's right. Investing elsewhere. And when you look at the traditional staples, the anchors of our economy, you know, oil and gas, mining, forestry, those type of industries that have been tried, tested, and true up until 8 years ago.
Yeah.
People had a wide variety of places to put their money. Now there's very few, and one of the places that seems to be having this major turnaround because of the conditions created by this government is real estate. So we have a housing shortage. We have people that can't get into the housing market. We have housing being built, but people can't get into it. This is a compounding problem that this government has no clue how to fix.
Well, and the ironic part of this is that we are building fewer houses today than we were in the early 70s. And our population is twice what it was yep. back then. So clearly the policies and the situation that the Liberals have created here is not helping, and it's actually making it way worse for people right now in terms of housing.
Well, according to the Prime Minister, we'll queue up cut two here. The Prime Minister says if you have a big house, you deserve to pay more. And otherwise...
Let's see this.
Let's see. Let's play cut two.
Yes, if you have a giant mansion and an indoor swimming pool and, you know, three big personal cars, it might not cover all of that. But for regular families that are hardworking, it puts more money in their pockets.
The Parliamentary Budget Officer says that's completely false. Yeah. That's not true at all.
We know that for sure yeah. because of his report. And you hear that anecdotally as you talk to people as well. You know, and we're not talking about people with swimming pools. We're mm-hmm. talking about average everyday people. Working people right. who have two cars. I mean, Saskatchewan, you have to drive. There's yep. no option. And so we have to heat our homes in the wintertime. It gets cold in Saskatchewan. We have to drive long distances. We have no option. There is no option other than what we are doing now with fuels. And so we pay a lot of carbon tax, and we definitely do not get back what we pay.
Oh, I think that's clear anywhere you go in this country. If that were true, let's raise the carbon tax.
Exactly.
Let's keep going.
The way to wealth is more
bucks
tax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. $100 a ton if you get more in rebates, which I don't know how any government program works like that. It doesn't. But if that's true, let's raise it. Let's
In liberal fairyland. Yeah. Money grows on liberal trees, I guess. I don't know.
I don't understand their logic, but other than the ultimate goal of this elite class in our government that believes that if the government isn't, and he said it in his first clip, telling the masses how to live, then they must be doing it wrong. And if you don't agree with us, you're definitely doing it wrong.
Well, I think that's one of the foundations of this liberal government mm-hmm. is control. And lack of freedom.
Yep.
They want to control how we live as Canadians. They want to control what we do, how we heat our homes, how we drive, the choices that we make, and that's their goal. And we need to move back to freedom. We need less government. We need less government intrusions in our lives. We need. We all know government is not efficient, and that's no knock against the people that work in government, but it's just it's a large organization that's difficult to get things done in an efficient way, and we need less of that. You know, only where it's absolutely necessary. And let our markets take care of things.
Absolutely.
Canadians are smart. As I said before, Canadians are smart. They're very creative and can solve the most complex problems.
The freer the market, the freer the people, the more money people have in their pockets to choose whatever they want, to chart their own course, the better we are. We have better products, better service, better price. And the more the government comes into industries and starts to subsidize it or monopolize it, the worse things get. You can name pretty much everything the government has tried to do that with.
Well, when the government stays out and lets markets take care of things, it is a win-win. Mm-hmm. Because it's a win for the country, you get solutions and products that people want, and the people that design and make those products, they create jobs, they create wealth for themselves, and they create wealth for our country. They create taxes that go back to the government. So it's a win-win when you allow freedom to do
exactly.
its
thing. But if you're doing all that, exactly what you just said, you don't need the government for things.
Exactly.
Right? This is why people who are able to experience freedom, wherever that might be, and it's getting harder and harder in this country, but once you're able to realize that the government, you don't need the government to control your life to be able to live your life. And once you realize that, the less you need government. And that, I think, scares some of those in the big government thought.
Exactly, because who does that threaten? Well, that threatens those in government.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
So, I mean, our principle, and I know our leader, Pierre Poilievre's principle, is less government. You know, government needs to do the bare minimum that it needs to do. It needs to do the things that only the federal government can do, and the rest of it, stay out. Let other levels of government do it if that's their responsibility, or let business do it. Let individuals do it. Let NGOs do it. Let churches do it. Let charities do
yep.
it. All of these organizations exist. They want to help. They want to do things. Free them up to do it.
And when the government starts taking over those sectors, because either squeezing them out through tax means or regulation, government has to pick it up because there's no one else to do it, and they will always do a worse job than the other sectors because it's more flexible on the ground.
And they also then, by doing that, discourage the next one,
that's right.
the next one
yeah.
from doing it. You know, so if the government takes over this responsibility, well, then anyone who is thinking about doing that will say, well, I guess it's not my job, it's the government's job.
Well, you can't compete against government.
No, and then pretty soon the government's doing everything and nobody's doing anything because, you know, and that's no good for anybody.
I don't think so, because you're not innovating. You're not living a free and I think a very productive life when you're being told what song you're going to listen to, what you're going to see on the internet, where are you going to drive, where are you going to go?
Well, and that's socialism, right? And we know that socialism hasn't worked anywhere in the world, and it's certainly not going to work.
You're always told it's not the right kind of socialism, apparently.
Yeah, that's right, true.
Yeah. But overall, I think this government, I think we will have a carbon tax election, as much as Justin Trudeau tries to dodge question period. First day back after a 2-week constituency break, and he's nowhere to be found, but he's up on the roof watching the eclipse.
Yeah, exactly.
He had time to show up for that, but not question period.
Yeah. And, you know, everywhere I go, everybody I talk to, they're talking about affordability, can't afford rent, can't afford groceries, can't afford to live.
Yep.
They're talking about trying to find accommodations for themselves. You know, housing costs are up, rental costs are up, and there's just no availability. And they're talking about crime. Crime is the other thing that everybody's talking about. These are problems that are prevalent. They are problems that are in many ways caused by the current Liberal government, and are problems that we as Conservatives have good solutions for.
Absolutely. And if we keep the revolving door justice system going, we're going to have an increased number of victims to these crimes, and we're going to have more problems within our towns and cities.
Exactly.
Yeah. Brad, as you know, the guests always get the last word, so the floor is yours.
Well, you know, as you said, we are going to have a carbon tax election. It's coming whether Prime Minister Trudeau wants it or not, and hopefully sooner rather than later, according to many constituents that I talk to. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking for our chance to do that, and we're looking for a chance for Canadians to have their say in whether we should have a carbon tax or not. So it'll be exciting.
I think it definitely will. And I think, judging by the reaction that we had on the weekend, we had a National Day of Knocking. There is pretty significant pushback against the carbon tax.
Yeah, I think I know which way this is going to go.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you, Brad. Brad Redekop, Member of Parliament for Saskatoon West. We appreciate his time. We appreciate yours as well. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share this program. Tell your friends. They can download it on platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and CastBox. You name it, it is out there. Remembering Vimy Ridge today, the battle of that infamous battle where we all came together as Canadians and fought as one, the 107th anniversary of that battle. Until next week, remember, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's the blueprint.